Blog Talk Radio.
Our Youth of Harvest programming, and we're just continuing in our theme of God's got this, God's got me, and we are so encouraged, amen, by you joining us, amen, and we just give God praise, we give God glory, we give God the honor, and we are so thankful, amen, praise God for you. And so before we go any further, we are going to go to God. And then we're going to get some encouragement. Encouragement from the Word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every young person. We thank you for all our youth. We thank you that you are sending your gospel, your message to them, through them, and for them. God, you are mighty. You are great. You love us. Your love is so great. God, we're in this month of February where we celebrate love. Let us celebrate you because you are love. We bless your holy name. Thank you for loving us. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. So we're talking about, yeah, God's got this, God's got me. How does God have us? He has us in his love. And God's love is so great. It is so wonderful that, amen, it is, sometimes it might be beyond us how much God really cares for us. But he wants us to know that. He wants us to know about his great love. And one scripture we can go to that is very familiar, John 3:16. And in John 3:16, God expresses the very fact of his purpose in sending his son, Jesus Christ. And so the reason It's because he loved the world. It's because he loved the whole world. He loved it before anyone began to love him back. And so he says in that scripture, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Shall not perish but have eternal life. And so that's great. That's beyond, you know, what we call love. We want to describe love. We want to give love its meaning. But God, I believe, has given the ultimate definition of love. And so we go over, there's more verses in the Bible that talks about love. You can find it all throughout, especially the New Testament, and about love. And 1 John chapter 4 says this in verse 15. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Verse 17. This is how love is made complete among us, so we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. See, we love because he first loved us. That, I believe, encompasses, we can put some roots in that and be established in that love. We can have that as a foundation, young people. That can be your motto. That can be your, you know, hey, I'm going to love. People may hate on me, talk about me, mistreat me, but I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like God, and I'm going to love. And it says back in this verse 17 about we will have confidence on the day of judgment. See, God is going to judge all that type of behavior. He's going to judge people who abuse other people, mistreat other people, talk about other people, fight other people, bully other people. God has got a day of judgment set aside for that. He's going to take every person and bring every action, every word into account. He's going to make them give an account. Why did you do this? Why were you this way? And we want to have, we're not always, sometimes we've not acted so right toward other people, but we know that first we can ask God for forgiveness and we can ask that person for forgiveness. But we want to have confidence on that day. And how do we do that? By keeping love for God and keeping love in our heart for other people. You want to know what love looks like? Love is kind to others. It's kindness. It's kindness. That is love. And it's finding out in that kindness, how does that other person want to be treated? How they want to be treated. And so you know how you want to be treated. You know what doesn't feel so good to you. And you know what feels, you know, makes you happy, makes you joyful. And so with the, keeping in those type of things, those type of thoughts in mind, then we should learn how to respond and how God wants us to respond. So in the same chapter in the Bible, God gives so much information, and we don't want to be overloaded with information, but we want wisdom and knowing how to act and how to be in this world. So we want to be like Jesus. And we're like Jesus, we're like God. We don't have to have fear on the day of judgment. We're not going to face punishment because we know that we love God with everything, and we love others. And we have this love because we know that God first loved us. This is the thing, verse 20 of that chapter. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. Whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. We're not just talking about, you know, your siblings. So you have the same mom or you have the same dad. No, we're talking about believers in Jesus Christ. And we're in really basically everybody. Even if they don't know Jesus, we are supposed to love them. Because God said, Jesus said, love your enemies. He said that. Pray for them. Pray for them who persecute you and mistreat you. That's a hard thing, right? Because you want to do something else. You want to say something else. But what we can say is, God's got this. God's got me. He's got the situation. He can handle it. I just need phone loving like he loves. And this is the love right here. In verse 9 of that same chapter, 1 John chapter 4, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, verse 10, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus said this, no greater love than this, that one laid down his life for his friends. Do you know some friends that would lay down their life for you? Or they did? They told you about Jesus Christ, even though they could have faced your laughing at them. They faced your not wanting to be their friend any longer. But they went ahead and they took the risk and they shared Jesus Christ and told you about his love. That's love. Lay down your life for others, just like God, just like Jesus. I thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on today. It's always a blessing. Amen. So join us this week for Seeds of Prayer and Praise and also Seeds of the Word. Be blessed. Go with God. Enjoy your Lord's Day tomorrow.